A very good morning to you. It's 5 minutes past nine. Good morning again and welcome to Daily Digest. Jimmy, this is away. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. And like I promised you at 5 a.m., it's a good time to expand the conversation on the plan by the CBN to redesign the Naira notes. I've got Bolao Olojede, who's a financial analyst, joining me right now. Good morning, Bolao.
Good morning, Wemimo.
Welcome to the show. It appears you golf well, huh?
You said no. I'm actually in a filling station.
Ah, hey. Are you inside a filling station or outside?
Don't worry. I'm cocooned.
Are you in a safe space?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Fantastic. Welcome to the show. Now, there are conversations ongoing, of course, about the plan by the CBN to redesign the Naira note, mop up the 200, 500 and 1,000 Naira note by the end of January next year, leaving Nigerians about 6 weeks from December 15 to submit to the banks those notes that they have with them. When you heard this news, what was your first reaction to this? Are you excited about this? How will this possibly affect the economy?
Well, it is not a routine change of design, in my opinion. If you want to see a routine change of design, for example, if you go to the Bureau of Engraving and Printing of the U.S., you will actually see all the notes that will be redesigned and reissued from now till 2034. It's right there on the website.
Wow.
You know, so what we are having here it appears to be a deliberate attempt to checkmate certain things that is going on in the system. I know the CBN had mentioned issues of criminality, kidnapping and stuff.
Yes.
To that, I also add issues of vote buying. Because there are people today, politicians today, who literally have personal vault in their homes or in their offices. Those kind of things will help to checkmate whatever might be the plans of these people. My concern, though.
Hello.
My concern, though, is that there are still some honest, hardworking Nigerians who just have a problem by virtue of where they live. They are in the very remote areas. In fact, this particular information might not have even gotten to them as you are speaking.
Mm.
And the only reason they keep money at home is that the nearest bank is far away. And they have to take public transport to go there. If they need money the next week, they have to also find public transport to go there. So it is not particularly convenient for them. And the inclusiveness policies, though it has been expanding, has not expanded as fast as one would have expected.
Mm.
So there has to be a deliberate citizen education targeted at that particular segment. But for the other people who... You and I, most likely, are you panicking? I am not panicking.
I don't have
a ton of a naira in my vault that I want to exchange.
I don't think I have up to 5,000 or 10,000 naira cash. I don't carry cash about.
Those are not the
issues. Yeah.
The issues are really those people who have access to large cash and they are outside of the banking system. Kidnappers recently have taken like a $1 billion.
Hmm.
You know, the Kaduna kidnap guys, I've taken like $1 billion.
Yes.
So these are the people we need to target and be able to do something about this policy.
So I believe this might, although the CBN did not mention this because it would not be right directly on the table, but I totally also agree that, you know, kidnappers, you know, would possibly run out, you know, of being able to spend the monies they've collected. However, I also believe that this thing is a whole racket, and which means that they might also have access to the banks so quickly within the time frame which Nigerians have to change the monies, also get their monies into the system and get the new ones out. Do you think there's a possibility of such connivance with Nigerian banks?
The security agencies will be watching. EFCC already showed excitement yesterday.
Oh, they will.
Yes.
Yeah.
There will be eyes on huge deposits. That's suspicious. So everybody have to be on the alert to ensure that what we're trying to prevent will not eventually happen to us.
What is this thing we're trying to prevent then?
We just spoke about current. We just spoke about the fact that most or most the chunk of the naira are outside of the banking system.
Yes, about 80%.
That is not good for any country. So if we're trying to bring all this money back into the banking system, we may need to do something like what we are currently doing.
Yeah, okay. Now, some of my callers earlier on had said, why not instead, you know, let me tell you, I don't know how this works. So some people said, why not remove the 200 naira, 500 naira, 1,000 naira and make the maximum amount 100 naira? Explain to me, what could this do in terms of revamping our economy if our highest denomination is 100 naira? What could that even do? Or maybe 200? Could that affect anything at all?
It is a horrible proposal. For a country whose value of a currency, the purchasing power of the currency for now, is low. So what you're saying is that if I just bought fuel now, so I will have to pay, gather enough 100 naira to be able to fill my tank of 13,000 naira. What kind of policy would that be?
Some people also suggested coins. They said bring back coins, and I'm like, what does that change? Does that reduce the price of the of what you want to buy?
You know, the real thing we need to do in this country, what people are saying, people are looking for a shortcut to shoring up the value of the naira. But you see, all these measures being touted are not sustainable. The real thing Nigeria must do to show up the value of its currency is to produce, have more goods and services to offer the rest of the world and earn forex. When you do that, in fact, I will be begging you to kindly allow your currency to depreciate, to appreciate smaller. So if you don't do the right thing, you are looking for a shortcut, you think it is coin, printing coin, reverting to coin, that will make the value of your naira to go up. Even if it happens in a short term, it is not sustainable.
Right.
It's like doing redenomination. When Ghana redenominated its currency some years ago, and $1 and one cedi were more or less the same thing. Today, what is $1 and 1 cedi? In fact, the cedi is the worst performing currency in the world in the current year.
Wow.
So all these shortcuts, they don't work. You want good value for your currency, you work for it. Offer the world goods and services that they are willing to pay for, and you will show up the value of your currency.
Right. Now, what could this redesigning of this Naira note do in terms of, again, Forex and trading of Forex? So the Buruda exchange, for instance, on the market, I know the Naira is doing about 800 to a dollar now. With this attempt to, you know, redesign and reproduce a Naira note, couldn't the Naira be doing 1,000 to a dollar very soon? Is that a possibility that it could affect us in that regard?
You say temporarily, because of people who have vaults of this old currency, which we like to call it old currency already, who have the vault of this current currency in their homes.
Yes.
They want to offload it. So temporarily, they might put some pressure on the Naira because they want to change it to dollars or something.
Yeah.
They know that the authorities will be watching the banks.
Yes.
So another way out is carry this your Naira and change it to dollars. So they may be willing to pay more than the market rate for every dollar they are able to access.
Right.
So that would temporarily, it could lead to some volatility or depreciation of the Naira. So you see, this will only be for a short period. It will be temporary. The reason is because the Bureau of the Shanghai that you are offloading your Naira to, he's also worried about how he will be able to offload the Naira you want to offload to him.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So this will not be anything that is sustainable at all.
Mm.
It won't be. So, so you might have a temporary surge, but that surge will be moderated within a short period.
Yeah, so I brought this up because of those who would think, oh, now might be a good time to go change all my money into dollars, you know, so that I can resell the dollars and start my own, you know, small form of Buruda change in my corner.
You know, go work, go. Buruda change, be worried. See, what I will do with all these dollars, what you won't give me, all this naira, what you won't give me.
Because the issue is, how will the Buruda exchange also get the money changed, with all of that exactly. money changed within 6 weeks? But don't you think that it might be easier for the Buruda exchange to have the money changed? The EFCC will not be looking at them as suspects.
Who says? They will be looking at them. In fact, I think they were specifically mentioned in a report that I read yesterday. They were specifically mentioned. So focus will be on them.
Great. Now, let's look at how this could affect elections next year. Before I head to the phone lines, people are already calling in. How could this affect elections next year? I think it might be a good ploy to reduce vote buying because the deadline for the change is the 31st of January and election is just about less than a month from that time. Could this possibly help us to reduce vote buying?
I believe so. You see, one of the problems with cash is that it leaves very little trail. You know, so if you want to distribute 5,000 to people now, it's easier for you to do it with cash. There's no trail.
Yeah.
If you go into your account and you suddenly post 5,000 in 100 places, you will attract attention. The tracking will show in your account, 5,000. What is all this for?
Yeah.
Who are these guys?
Yeah.
So you make investigation and the nailing of you easy. So this might have a positive effect on the issue of vote buying. I will also quickly mention the issue of cost. There are people who are saying, oh, the cost, oh, they want to use it to chop money. I said, when you go to parties in Nigeria, or especially in the Southwest, that's that much I know, you see people who are selling new notes.
Yeah.
Those new notes, they were not printed 20 years ago when they changed the currency. Part of what the CBN does is that on a continuous basis, it takes bad notes out of circulation and reprints them.
Yeah.
So it's a continuous thing to be reprinting notes. Now, ask yourself, when you are reprinting old notes, is it done for free? No, it is not free. So whether you are reprinting old notes, or you are printing a new redesign, both will come at a cost.
Yeah.
Of course, maybe because we'll be printing more of a new note, or when if we are migrating to a new redesign, the cost will definitely be higher. But the truth is that there is cost attached to reprinting of the old note as well. It is not free because it is old.
Okay, now that you've come to the cost, that was going to be my next question. For as per last year, I wanted to help us understand what this means in terms of the amount the CBN spends in printing banknotes. Again, to be sure, this happens on a regular basis. Now, in 2021, the CBN spent 58.618 billion naira. I'm reading this from the report, to print 2.518 billion naira notes. Valued at 1.063 trillion. What does this mean? Does this mean that we spent 58 plus billion naira to print 2.5 billion naira, or that we printed notes, if you count them one by one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2.518 billion? How does it make sense to spend 58 billion to print 2.5 billion? Please help me understand that.
58 billion to print
2.5, and it's actually valued at 1.063 trillion.
So that is the value. It's the value that you might need to
look at.
Now take a look at.
Okay.
Of course, in terms of printing, what will drive printing is the number of actual notes, the count of the notes that are printed.
Yeah.
If I'm printing 100 notes, it will cost less than if I'm printing 200 notes, irrespective of the denomination that currency is.
Yeah.
So I'm even glad that you brought up the issue of the cost of the last year.
Yeah.
So last year, there was no newly redesigned note, sir. It was the same old note, this same note that we have, right?
That's correct.
And there is a cost attached to printing it. So even if you change the design, maybe it is a color blue, you change it to color green, you will still spend money. Either way, either it is old note or new note, it takes money to print notes.
Yeah. So now that means that this is even good. If we're looking at a value, that means we spent 58.613 billion naira to print 1.063 trillion naira. So yeah. I mean, that's not a bad deal. One more thing, because this is a continuation from our conversation at five. One of the other feedback I got in the morning, that this is a ploy by our leaders to steal money. I still have not been able to ration out how that's going to work. But the thing that in declaring how much the CBN spent in printing money, that some fraud might be going on there, maybe the cost is inflated. Is there a possibility at all of this?
Well, there are always possibilities of fraud in everything we do. We just need to clean this nature properly. Mm. I'm also aware of the fact that our people love contracts. Anything that has to do with contracts, they just generally love it. They make money, you know, when contracts are going out. So you cannot totally outrule the possibility that there are personal gains at some corners or the other that will be involved in this matter. But we should look at the bigger picture. And that is my advocacy on this matter. I think that overall, it is a good policy. It will help us with vote buying. It will help us moderate certain criminality. As a matter of fact, it will also even help to manage inflation.
How?
Because look at it from this perspective. A lot of money is in circulation. Now, part of what fuels inflation is so much money chasing after so few goods.
Yeah.
Or an increased amount of cash chasing a constant amount of goods.
Yeah.
Now, when you change currency, if you're withdrawing 1 trillion from the economy, you may decide not to pump 1 trillion at the same time.
Yeah.
So instead of pumping 1 trillion back to that same economy, I can pump 800 billion.
Yeah.
So I've reduced the cash supply in the economy. Cash supply.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if I reduce the cash supply, is there a possibility it might have some fringe effects on inflation? It cannot be outruled.
But you know that if you reduce the cash supply that you are printing, the money is still virtually available in my bank account. So for people like myself who do more of virtual transactions and cashless stuff, I mean, I'll still spend the same amount I keep spending, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
But you also still have a largely cash economy.
That's
in most
right.
Part of Nigeria. As a matter of fact, I wish we had sustained our cashless policy at the tempo it was moving at a certain point. But we dropped the ball somehow. We were no longer aggressive. I think there was even a serious fight against it from certain quarters who just prefer that we continue to do a lot of our transactions via cash. If we had sustained it, by now we'll have reduced significantly the impact of the volume of transactions that happen via cash. But if you enter Idumota now, or you enter Okeari or any of the major markets, you'll be nearly ashamed of the volume of transactions that is going on in cash. In those markets.
You're right. You're absolutely right. One of the thoughts I also had earlier on is about, we should even totally stop printing cash, you know. Let's totally just focus on cashless. We don't even need to print money and currencies. But I'd love you to give me your thought on that when I return from this break. It's a quick break. And after that, I'll go onto the phone lines to take your thoughts. It's 0700-993-993-993. For female callers, 01465719190. WhatsApp is 08095975805. I'll be right back after the break. Don't go away. Welcome back to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni on the Daily Digest. I believe I have sufficiently asked all the questions you asked earlier today. Gbolahan Olojede is with me over the phones. Gbolahan, thank you for holding on.
Thanks for having me.
Now let's take a few calls. 0700 993 993 993. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, ma'am. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's your name?
This is Remy from Akoka.
Yeah, Remy, go ahead.
I beg to differ with your analyst.
Okay.
I'm not sure I'm living in the same country as him. Do you think the rich will get caught up in this way? The answer is no. You have access to bullion grants. They can't move it out. Or do you think the bank will tell you they are moving money from Mr. A to Mr. B? They won't tell you. So it's going to affect the poor. So there is no way this will, as in the bit of solving a problem, we create another one. There was a time the kidnappers asked for foreign currency. So even the kidnappers won't get caught up in this. It is only the poor that will be affected. Even if I'm spending a billion naira on this, to printing a loan, it's money. Every penny counts now. While you can read of solving the problem, we create another huge one. It's going to affect the size of stuff in the next few months. Your guest said it's going to be temporary. Do you know how many lives you've affected in that period of time? How do you intend pushing this? So I'm just on this country.
All right, thank you very much, Remy. Willow, did you hear his comment? So he's summarily saying that this redesigning of the notes would not necessarily affect possibly the kidnappers or those who launder money, but would affect the poor.
The poor. How much of the currency is in the hands of the poor? That is the first thing we must ask ourselves. How much of this currency is in the hands of the poor? A good place to have started this discussion is when I mentioned you, Wemimo, how much cash? Are you bothered about your cash holding with regards to this policy? Are you?
Not at all.
I, as an individual, I don't even think I have up to 20,000 naira in cash.
Yeah.
So am I panicking now? I'm not panicking. That is the reality. So we should not raise the alarms where the alarms do not exist. The chunk of the cash that we are worried about, it's not the 10,000, 5,000, or 50,000 that are in the hand of the masses. That is not the issue. The issue is more targeted at those people with personal vaults. We've seen this policy before now, and it didn't affect those of us with small money. Although I was much younger then.
Yeah.
I can't remember that my father or mom saying, Wahala has come more because they change money.
All right, let's take another call. Good morning, hello.
Hey,
hello?
Good morning.
Yes, welcome to the show. What's your name?
I love this problem you have this morning.
Thank you.
What this interbank has done now is a very good thing for this country, if you don't know. Because the big girls who have gotten money in their house, some of them have built it. For money, it is now in fact them. All the money they have hoarded, it is going to come out. If I ask PSC will do their work. If you don't take the money, if I have 200 naira in the bank, you have the warrant.
Right.
It is affecting the big girls. And the question of this election coming to be credible, this is where it starts. Because the money they will use to buy, if we take it now, if the bank takes it, why are they going to get it?
Right.
So it is going to do more good than harm.
All right. Many thanks for your thoughts. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Keith.
Can you speak up a bit?
The government. They are trying to cover corruption. Yes, that's true. But why the people, I won't blame the citizens because those, especially we complaining, because they've not carried us along all this while. We have never been carried along. This government, they tell us, hey, they do nothing. And all that, those who, it doesn't mean that EFCC has not been working. They should publish all the names of those who they've caught. We hear this money here, money there, money there. Where are those monies? Even the government themselves, the people at the city, they don't obey the rules and regulations they themselves make. The ones that are being given to keep. They are not doing that. So they shouldn't blame the citizens. We don't trust them. Thank you.
Lack of trust in the government. I mean,
it is the main problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It is the main problem. In fact, this policy will even help us to bring more money into the banking system and to drive the cashless policy as well.
Yes.
There are some people that it is this thing that will make them open accounts.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Let's see who's on the line here. Good morning. Oh, sorry about that. Please call again if you're able to. Let me head to WhatsApp in a bit. 0700-993-993-993. What's your name? I'm actually special duties. This is very funny. Thank you very much. You didn't tell me your name, though. Thank you so much. Biodu from Ikorodu, Wemimo, what are you doing about this blessings case? What blessings case? Fulafia lecturer and family. Oh, the case is already being handled by the police. Okay, if that's it, the one that was beaten up. Yeah, the case is already with the police. Hussein from Surulere, are we also changing the money to follow the UK that is changing pounds due to the death of Mama Charlie? How now? We don't have the face of the Queen on our currencies now. Come on.
No. Can I respond to that?
Yes, please.
Okay, I will direct that fella to go to the website of the Bureau of Engraving and Printing of America. He will see the list of the currency that they will be issuing over up to 2034 is there. So issuing the currency, I mean, in America, they don't have Mama Charlie that right now, but they will be changing the currency in 2026, another in 2028, another denomination in 2030, 2032, 2034.
Yeah. So they already have a timeline. In fact, I'm looking at the
timeline.
Yeah. And for the British, they already it's rule, it's law. If a monarch dies, the currencies fade off immediately. They have to do a new one with the face of the new monarch. So it's got nothing to do with us. Good morning, hello. All right, your line is dropped off. Hello, good morning. You too. All right, please call again if you're able to. I was going to take some more comments from WhatsApp. My issue with this new plan is majorly the costs. If we say we don't have money, where does this government plan to get money from to carry it out? Precious from Owerri. All right, well, we already mentioned that we regularly reprint money. Where do we get money from since Nigeria is reportedly broke?
Yeah, you can even remind this commentator about the amount you mentioned that we used last year.
Yes.
When we did not change our design.
Yeah. So we print money every year to phase out mutilated notes, right? So
yeah, it's sometimes we also do it to expand the number of notes in circulation anyway.
Yeah.
So either way, we are always printing notes.
Yeah. So it's not just something that's happening now. It happens regularly. Good morning, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's your name?
I'm Bure from Yaba.
Good to have you here.
I just wanted to know, what's going to happen to the money that doesn't make the deadline?
It goes to waste. That's it.
No, that doesn't make any sense. I'll give you an example.
Uh-huh.
2 years ago, I was in the UK. I had some old notes. So I went this about a month ago,
mm-hmm.
and the notes are no longer in use.
Yes.
But the bank still collected it from me and gave me new ones.
Hmm.
So we shouldn't just say that's your luck. It's you're over and done with. You're stuck with it.
Hmm.
The time is too short for everybody to be able to do it. I'd like to really know what Bolawan thinks.
Well, great thought. Bola, what do you think? The deadline is 31st of December. Let's assume I'm not in Nigeria and I had some money in my house. When I come back in February to vote, why shouldn't I be able to just go to the bank and change my money?
You know, the problem with that is that you cannot leave it open-ended. Otherwise, people will just sit down. And that would defeat the policy right from day one.
Mm.
So you must have a cut-off date. And it is within that period that people are expected to be able to move their cash to the bank. The bank will collect your cash from you and give you new notes.
What if I'm not in the country, for instance, and I get back later than the deadline?
You won't be able to change it.
Whoa.
So if you're not around, the public can make an arrangement for someone to help you out and take the cash to the bank.
We can call that hard luck. Good morning, hello? It's hard luck. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Put off your radio. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Rufai. See, I beg to differ. I disagree with your analyst this morning.
Okay.
Because there are two things I'm looking at. I'm seeing with this that is happening. This, immediately, our civilian government has been there for about 6 or 7 years, I don't know. Why are they bringing this policy now? Look at the deadlines. See, let me list it. Are we looking at the other side of it? By the time this money comes out in December, that means the bank will be filled up. Are we looking at the number, the queue, the steps people are going to go to go and change their money? Now banks are closing by 2-3 because they can't afford to buy diesel. Are we looking at all those things? Again, I'm looking at this as a political wish hunting. because we all know that some people are still going to be using the presidential power that they have to get this money for themselves, even if they want to use it to buy votes. So we need to stop all these things. This is my advice to CBN. Like what they do in the other developed countries. Let our money have validation. Let it have a date. If it's going to be 10 years, so that we know it continue. If you print money in 2022, in 2032, that money is going out. Take it to the bank. If it goes bad, the money will be devalued. Not doing all these things. By the time another government comes in power now, they may want to bring another plan, another means of seeing the way they can curb corruption. This thing will not work. They know they like it to do. Let them do it.
All right, many thanks. Thank you very much. Bola, what do you think about this?
In their opinion, that is the right thing to do. That is the central bank of Nigeria. And I can bet you that they know much more than central banking than this commentator. So the issue of this is how they do it abroad, this is how it doesn't arise. What we can all agree on is that this is not the routine currency design. Like I said, it appears to be targeted at certain things. I know we like to put political coloration to things. The only political coloration that I see here is that, okay, it might be used to curb vote buying. Is the commentator saying that it's not good?
No, I think what he's saying is that the people who are bent on buying votes would also find a way to get the new notes between the ending of January and election day.
Oh, okay. That's what he's saying. Then, you see, all eyes are going to be on them. It is different. It's a different situation if I've been stockpiling cash for the past 1 year. And this will be a situation in which a new currency has just been released. In fact, the bank, the central bank, can limit how much you can give a particular customer in cash. If you have a bank account, the question is, why do you want all that cash? Yes, whatever transaction you want to do, do it through your account. Issue a check, do a transfer, let there be a trace. And anybody who now requests a bank for a bullion van load of the new notes should be queried.
But are they usually queried? I mean, I'm just saying, yeah, that's what should be, that's ideal. But in reality, what happens in Nigeria, we know, I was going to sing a song. We know how the thing go. All right, let me take another call. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, welcome to the show, sir. What's your name?
Hi, Olindi, good morning.
Welcome.
If we may look back, based on the explanation, my name is Godwin, calling from Lakwe.
Good to have you here.
If we may look back, we were all here in this country when during this last election, a bullion van was being driven into a private house in this Lagos. And we have a government that is fighting corruption. Where was the people, the power that's supposed to correct or ask questions for why? And is that place a bank? Why should that be a bullion van be taken to a private house? Are there no government in place that time, the corruption or whatever? And secondly, he has called your guest there has given a very sound, nice explanation. But also looking at the kidnappers and the other excuses that was given. The UA, they gave number names of those that are sponsoring kidnappers and whatever. This our own government. What has happened to those lists up to now? Yet we are fighting corruption. Yet we are deceiving ourselves. So to me, I as far as this government is concerned, like somebody mentioned, the issue of trust is 99%. So I have no trust and belief in all these things. Their motive for this is different from what we, you and I, are hearing.
All right, many thanks. Now, I know the bullion van story, and I understand when Nigerians do not believe that, you know, private citizens cannot get their hands on bulk amount of monies. And I remember you're referring to the presidential candidate of the APC. In the elections in 2019, there were photos circulating online of bullion vans, not one, you know, getting into his house. Now, the person you are referring to answered questions on this on election day. So the Bullion Vance went into his house the day before elections. Now, I'm going to quote this article from the Cable from 2019 where Tinubu responded and when he was asked about, oh, Bullion Vance came to your house yesterday, what's that about? He said, Bullion Vance, I'm quoting this article. He says, are those ballot papers? Excuse me, is it my money or government money? I don't work for government. I am not an agency of government. Let anybody come out and say that I have taken any contract from the government or from the president in the last 5 years. He said they should prove it. I'm on my own. Blah, blah, blah. He said, if I do not represent the government and I have money to spend, if I have money, if I like, I give it to people free of charge as long as it is not to buy vote. Who are those watching my house and looking at Bullion Vance? They must be mischief makers. All right. So he says, and again, I remember also that an APC chieftain this year did, you know, say that Bullion Vance are not just, it's not just for the government or for banks. They're private persons can also move private money. Well,
yeah, this I think that comment was, in my opinion, a reckless comment. It should be a right response for that kind of a question, in my opinion. But having said that, this is where the issue of trust that most Nigerians are worried about comes into play. If this if the government is serious, if the motive is the motive, and they are approaching it with the right, with an altruistic motive that will benefit this country. It means that when the new notes are out, nobody, irrespective of who you are, should be able to get a bullion van of that new currency to his house. Nobody should be able to do that. But if that happens, then the old exercise is absolutely defeated.
So this is a good point. This is a good place to ask you that as a Nigerian, is there a limit to the amount of cash that I should legally have with me?
I don't think there is a limit to how much cash you can have with you.
Right.
When we were implementing the cashless policy, what we said was that you cannot deposit more than an amount in cash, or you cannot withdraw more than an amount in cash. So there was an amount limit that was given to for individuals and then for corporates. But somewhere along the line, remember I've mentioned that something happened to the tempo of our cashless policy.
Right.
I've seen some people fought against that policy and they watered it down. And all of a sudden, I think we dropped the ball. So all those cap on how much cash you can withdraw. Otherwise, if that cap was this, where would that bullion van be moving? The maximum it probably can move is 10 million. How will it require a bullion van to move 10 million?
Right.
But you drop that ball.
And the question should be asked, I mean, from which bank did such amount of money come from if it's over the limit, right? Yeah, so again, these are the things that foil the distrust in almost every policy of government. People just say, oh, no, there has to be a shady idea behind this. Even though it's looking good, I can't trust it because I can't trust them. You know, and I think that's one of our biggest challenges. We can take a few more calls. Good morning, hello. All right, would you please call back if you're able to? Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Sunday. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Good to have you here.
Yeah, we're more. Is it not even better that we should stop lying to ourselves in this country? I've been listening to so many callers, and what they've been saying, that is the fact. If somebody is doing something that is wrong and is in government, we should point out, we should speak, because this is democracy. Even when they are not doing the right thing, and not only that, the issue of Naira note that just came in now, it wasn't even suit anybody, because the problem Nigeria is facing now is not issue of Naira note. The situation we are facing now is the economy. The economy in terms of agriculture, in terms of education, in terms of electricity, in terms of road. The things are not working. And if these things are not fixed, how do you come in terms of bringing people's their life to bearing? So it's unfortunate that we so much dependent on self-will of producing things for our own self and not for others. And when this thing continues like this, it's killing us. But I just pray that when the election comes next year,
we the youth, we are going to decide the rightful position. We don't need old men. These old men, they have terrorized us a lot. And this is, and 2023 is going to be the end, by God's grace. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Bola, so let me sum up a lot of the ideas most callers have. To some of them believe that this shouldn't be priority for the CBN, that with the CBN has bigger challenges it should be thinking about solving, including improving the value of the Naira, reducing inflation rate, and generally boosting the economy. In a few minutes, what do you think, I mean, in your idea, would be the best thing for the CBN to be doing right now to make our currency more valuable?
Okay, it must be stated very clearly that redesigning notes is not a monetary policy. It is done by all nations across the world, and the primary reason is counterfeiting. That's the routine one. But for us, I think we have an for doing it beyond the issue of counterfeiting. It's not a monetary policy. So it's not expected to be the one that will improve the value of our currency, no. But as far as monetary policies that will improve the value of our currency is concerned, there are several things in the space of all these multiple exchange rates that we are operating that we've not been able to deal with. There are issues about our ways and means, which we may need to securitize and bring into the books rather than keep them as contingent off the books. So those are some of the things on the monetary side of things. But like I said, there is no monetary policy on earth that can guarantee a sustainable, stable value for your currency if you don't produce.
That's right.
That's it. Nigerians must take that to the bank.
That's right. So production, that's the long-term solution for most of our monetary problems in Nigeria. Let me take a few comments from WhatsApp on our way out. You didn't tell me your name. You said our government has consistently been inefficient over time. Mike from Ibejulekki, no matter the genuineness of this policy, let the government leave this for the incoming government. Nigeria would not stop to exist if this government does not carry out this policy. Let them focus on flood, inflation, and bettering the lives of Nigerians. CBN is chasing shadows with a plan to change the Naira denominations. No, they're not changing Naira denominations, so they are redesigning. I think the choice of words, very important. They're redesigning the existing currencies. He said the bulk of money in circulation is in dollars. The exercise will have zero effect from A to Z.
The bulk of money in circulation is in dollars. How much does this commentator has at home?
In dollars, right?
In dollars, yeah. He said the bulk of the money in circulation is in dollars.
Maybe he meant that a lot of these people who launder money, they do it more in dollars. Do you think that's possible?
Well, it's possible there are people who because dollar is easier. It has become a currency of corruption around. There's no doubt about it, but there's a huge Naira that is also out there.
Okay, we need to go. Bola Olajide, thank you very much. Congratulations to you on getting fuel to buy.
congratulations.
You reach. Congratulations to all of you who are at fuel stations logging it out. I wish you all the best. I've packed my car until further notice. The show returns tomorrow at 5 a.m. Thank you all for being here. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Bola, thank you.
Your pleasure is mine.
All right. Have a fabulous day, guys. What's Up Lagos is next after the news at 10. I'm still around reading the news. And then we've got Sunnyside at 12, Hard Factor 3, and Sport in the evening. I'm on social media as Wemimo Sport. You should please check. I have one very important information to drop there for you at 10 o'clock. All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day.